Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Fred App, who is a leadership development manager with WM, formerly known as Waste Management. Fred, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about, you know, your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Fred, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. And I appreciate the invite to speak with you today. Like you mentioned, I'm with WM, formerly known as Waste Management. I'm a leadership development manager. So we work to provide our leaders with the best possible skill sets to be effective leaders in today's world. So I thought about your question on best practices to help people and organizations be as they can be. So the idea of intentionally creating a feedback culture came to mind. And we're all really good at some things and not so good at others, right? We all have blind spots. And I believe when people are looking at their career, at their job, they're giving it their best. They're giving it their all, but there might be some shortfalls. So the notion of people helping each other grow, kind of balancing each other out, I believe it's very powerful and important. So the notion of giving effective feedback, it takes courage, right? And sometimes these discussions are difficult for both people involved. Mm. I also believe it takes humility, which means to me, I don't know it all, right? So in my experience, no one does. So when giving feedback, we want to check our motive. Are we coming from a good place? Are we trying to be of service? Are we trying to help? And if I'm coming from a good place, I believe I can't go wrong. Okay. And I want to mention also having awareness of the venue by which we have this conversation, right? Being one-on-one, ideally being in person or face-to-face. On the other side, it's receiving feedback. It takes a person to check their ego at the door. Okay. Mm-hmm. The idea about being open-minded and willing to change, considering some other ways at looking at things, right? And if you think about it, if someone says, hey, can I give you some feedback? That can be scary, right? We've all been there. So these discussions are really based on the firm bedrock of strong relationships. I have a friend of mine, he says, I'm gonna tell you the truth as I see it. And I'm gonna ask you for the right to be wrong. So something to consider. Here's, I'm gonna make a suggestion to you, you know, do with it what you will. But within our organization, I was on the road for years and there's some people I really had the pleasure to get to know. And I spoke with them a lot then and I speak with them a lot now. There was a lot of insight and feedback that we gave each other because we had a relationship in place. We trusted each other. I knew that their MO was to help me, be as good as I could be, right? So when we place trust within a team, I think it's important because within organizations, we work with different departments, right? And hopefully those relationships are strong, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes there can be a bit of that us versus them mentality. So having the relationships in place to allow us to give effective quality feedback, it's so important. And a challenge today's work world is, you know, meeting virtually. You know, like I said, I was in an office for years. I was on the road a lot. It allowed time in the car, in the meeting, between the meetings, in the airport to build relationships and create that trust. So I'm not going to say you can't build a relationship virtually. You certainly can. It just takes a little bit more time, a little bit more effort to make sure that you have the chance to talk and to really get to know each other to build that trust. So, Paul, those are just a few of the points I wanted to make as far as intentionally building a feedback culture. And again, I want to thank you for inviting me here to speak with you.
Thanks, Fred. I really like the point you made there about feedback. And that's a very memorable comment you mentioned about that gentleman that said, you know, I'm going to share with you my truth, but I'd like you to give me the right to be wrong. And I love that. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to always keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the year. Most are available for free. Fred, could I offer you a virtual high five?
There we go. Thank you, Paul. Great to see
Fred,
you.
and you, my friend, thanks ever so much. Really appreciate you taking a few minutes today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.